Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and my friend Greg Bach, comedian,
Hello.
Writer, ex-campaigner. We got Luke in the producer's chair in Madison. We're all just doing this thanks to technology. None of us are even in the same room. This is how it works now. We can bring it to you from wherever. So, Greg, you are, as of this week, going to be, not quite yet, but going to be a homeowner in Kenosha County. Congratulations.
Yes.
And so news broke today of your new home, or soon to be home, that one day after not only the mass shooting in Illinois, just across the border, but also the city of Kenosha itself had a shooting on July 4th that left 4 injured and 1 person dead. But despite that, the Kenosha County Board moves to have fewer gun restrictions on county property. So they voted 14-7 to approve a resolution allowing people to carry firearms and electronic weapons in county buildings and on county-owned property, besides not including courthouses and other like law enforcement departments or buildings. I didn't realize that they've been debating this for a while, and that dude was... Was he arrested, or was he just kicked out of the county meeting?
No, he was arrested. His name's Joel Trudell, and he actually went there to talk about his what happened was, is this gentleman Joel Trudell went to a board meeting and used his time during the minutes to talk about how the council members the supervisors who were voting for this were basically had outside money coming in to influence their decision. Like he was calling all these people saying like, you got money coming from South Carolina. You got money coming from Minnesota. Why do you do that? And thousands of dollars too.
For a county board seat is a lot.
That's a lot for generally a county board seat or a city council. You want to raise like a high number is like 50,000, and then you keep usually half of that in your war chest for the reelection. But like, yeah, you usually raise a couple $1,000s, you put some yard signs, shake hands. It's really cool and nice. But this guy went there with dramatics, and from what I've been told by on high, we cannot play the video.
We cannot play the video because we didn't have enough time to bleep out the amount of profanity that he used. And so instead, since we can't play the video, Mr. Greg Bach, performer extraordinaire, is going to do a dramatic reenactment of what
I wish I had a transcript.
What happened in the video. Maybe he's going to take some liberties, but because you've watched it. I haven't even watched the video. I just heard about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Bach.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk about the fact that that members of this board have been influenced by outside money. No, I will talk. And then a man, as I call out each and every one of you who have been influenced by outside money on this matter of making this a Second Amendment sanctuary here in Kenosha. What a crock. What a bleeping crock, I tell you. A man walks behind me and mutters a threat. And then I say, well, luckily I don't have concealed carry. I could have done something about it. Then I'm gaveled down by the president of the board and said, that is out of line, uncalled for. Well, I'm not going to stop. In fact, I want my time back. Give me my time back, sir. I can't have my time back. That is wrong. And you're going to have these uniformed officers remove me. Well, I will start screaming and yelling and saying, they are arresting me, sirs. They are arresting me, sirs. And then the audience, the people behind me, the good taxpayers of Kenosha, will say, let him speak. And they will say, shame, shame. And that is my dramatic reenactment of Joel Trudell, who was released from jail yesterday on contempt of court and causing a nuisance, I believe. Yes.
But it wasn't Joel Trudell. It wasn't court. Just
was
contempt?
It?
Is it just contempt if you do that?
Oh yeah, I guess it's not contempt. He was just causing it. He was causing a problem. I got in my Law and Order brain there. I've been watching a lot of Night Court this morning, so.
slow clap for the.
You know, thank you.
The impromptu reenactment, but we kind of joke, but it feels egregious. And maybe the time, you know, they weren't planning on the timing, but in this country, almost any day there could be a mass shooting. And so it's this continued fight over the idea that I'm allowed to protect myself because there's so many guns out there and I should be able to do it in more and more places versus the very hard fact that in places where there are more guns, there is more gun violence. Like, yes. We cannot get around the numbers of, you know, people love to throw the, there's in cities and the gun violence in Chicago and Milwaukee, but the top states by gun deaths are Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, Missouri, Alabama, Alaska. The states that with the highest gun ownership rates, Mississippi, Louisiana, Wyoming, Missouri, Alabama, Alaska. Like, it's just correlated that more guns equals more gun violence. And so it seems wild that right after a shooting in the city of Kenosha that they would vote this way, but...
Well, there's two things about this. First of all, it says in the article, and I was trying to find the name of the actual supervisor who said it is ill-timed. But that's our nation's like go-to statement. Every time they say it's ill-timed, we can't talk about this stuff. And then something happens, and we can't talk about that. And then it just keeps on happening and happening. Now, like, I'm talking about in the sense of gun reform. We can't do that. But like what they did, it doesn't shock me at all. It doesn't shock me at all that they did this the day after, because for them, they saw what happened as a threat upon their freedom. Therefore, they have to do something about it. To me, that's doing it the day after is a symbol, not ill-timed. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. It's in their mind, it was the exact right timing. And also, not to mention the fact that they forever have this legacy now of a young man coming up from Illinois and shooting people in their county, in their city. And it's like, yeah, I absolutely have no doubt in my mind, and I absolutely 100% believe that they thought that they were shining their suits up and being the great saviors I think they are by allowing people to bring guns into a county building. And the whole Second Amendment sanctuary thing, it's like, America is a Second Amendment sanctuary. Let's not mess around here, okay? Let's don't call yourself something special, Kenosha. I can't believe I'm going to live there soon.
Oh. Well, but this also is...
It's a really pretty house. It's a really pretty house.
I'm so excited to see it, Greg. But this is also a reminder that every election has consequences. Because I would say the turnout in spring nonpartisan elections is always low, at least in current times, is very low. We saw it in Milwaukee, despite, you know, the first time having a non-incumbent mayor's race, and it was this abysmal turnout. But across the board, people don't necessarily get fired up for elections for county board seats or elections for city council or, you know, it's a lot of times we don't have a statewide election in the spring. But this was a big deal because this was the first time that Kenosha, despite them being nonpartisan seats, but the more conservative, this was in this last spring election in 2022, that made headlines, was that the Kenosha County Board was flipped from more blue to now more red, and they had the votes. They had the votes. And so I don't know what, I can't off the top of my head, I don't know what voter turnout was across Kenosha, but it is one of our more purple, Racine, Kenosha, definitely two of our most purple counties. And so it could have swung. And so it comes back to elections have consequences.
And what really sucks is that then if the Dems want to try to take it back somehow, they have to work 10 times harder than Republicans will have to work to keep their
county.
Why
do you say that?
To get people, well, because I think to get people interested in those, in that election, in those sorts of elections, I think the age-old belief is that Republicans just, it's election day, I go vote for my person, that's it. And with Democrats, it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder to get them to vote. You got to talk to them about it. You got to get out there and knock on doors and really make them aware. Whereas Republicans just seem to get out there and vote. They vote together and they win together. That's...
Yeah.
You have a feeling of you disagree?
No, I just... I think because I see it more as a age thing when it comes to municipal and county
Yeah, that's my point.
Because, like, as you and I are both becoming homeowners, for me, the first time, is this the first home that you will be owning?
First time, baby.
So all of a sudden, there's things that you didn't think about when you were just a renter, like property tax, you know, like all these different, like getting my street cleaned and stuff, the like logistical stuff that cities and counties are responsible for. And all of a sudden, you care a lot more about those positions than when you were a young 20-something who's like, I don't even know where I'm going to live next year.
Yeah.
And so I think it's as much as an age thing as it is, and like responsibility of where you are in your life, than it is, shall we say, just party based. But I have no numbers to back that up. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Well, I feel like with the aging population of the Republican Party, they just are on top of that all the time. It just feels like they come out in bigger numbers. It might not be huge numbers, but it's just, you know, it's based on experience, based on just watching the
turnout, Racine has a similar, I think, rural to city breakdown.
Yeah.
And like, I think they're obviously two different counties, but similar, they mirror each other in a lot of ways. And having done not a county race, but a mayor's race in Racine, like, you know a little bit more about it probably than I do, because I've never lived in that part of the state.
It's beautiful.
And the it's lake close is to nice. Chicago. Do you ever go to the premium outlet? Do you really take advantage of being close to
it? I buy all of my shoes there. I'm not even kidding you. I go to, yep.
Is there are the dress on the other side of the border, is there a cannabis store that you can just run to really easily?
I will make no response to that. I will make no comment on that. As Wisconsin has some really cool laws, yo. Real cool laws.
It's like you got like run to one side of the border, like get your weed, run to the other side of the border, get your like lower sales tax on your Pumas.
Actually, for the initiated, you don't go to Illinois. You go to Michigan. One, lower sales tax. Two, you can buy more. And three, it's a beautiful drive.
You go to, really? That's a much further drive though. You just take the ferry? Do you ever take the ferry to Michigan?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I've yet to do
that. Get my car on there, just watch it, and just be like, in like a half an hour, my car is just going to be stocked with enough to arrest me for the rest of my life.
Probably not, though, because isn't it decriminalized in the cities of Racine and Kenosha?
Yeah, but not the amount that I buy.
Oh, God.
No.
Just committing yourself.
I would love to keep this charade going, but if you know me, you know that I don't do it at all.
Okay.
I look like it. I look like I am like a cannabis farm come to life, but
wait, are you guys talking about Mackinac Island fudge or what are you guys talking about?
This guy gets it. Luke gets it.
We're talking about
Door County cherries.
There we go.
Wink, wink, honk, honk. We've gone off the rails. I don't know if it's in county property, taking it back to the vote in Kenosha, I don't know how much more expansive that becomes. Like, what would be an example of county property where people can now bring a gun where they couldn't before? Like, to work?
Yeah, to work, to like the county buildings. Like,
it's mostly for people who are like employees of the county that now, like, they go to work.
Maybe a golf course.
County fair, county parks.
Yep. Yeah.
Could be many of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the county water building.
Yeah, we're not going to solve anything. And I'm sure I don't know if we've gotten any calls on this already, but or texts. But, you know, it feels maybe, like you said, I feel like it feels not well timed, but maybe that was on, that was by design. So,
because you're a rational human being, totally that's why it wasn't well timed.
Okay. We're going to make it a little bit more fun when we come back, because Giannis, once again, got screwed, and I want to complain about it. So when we get back, we're going to talk about Giannis and ESPYs.
Sports ball.
Sports ball. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.